Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Sleeper While You're Shorts. I am your host, Steven Spectatelli. You can find me on Twitter at SBAC21, and you can also find me on Instagram at that same exact handle. Now I'm back with more rookie landing spots. Some of the guys that are my favorites, again, whether it's, you know, later first round, if you're looking late second, early fourth, I'm trying to stay away from the obvious guys just to give you some more targets. And, I've already been in a couple dynasty drafts and give you some potential landing spots, you know, pick wise, and to give you some targets. And the one that I really want to look at today is Keyshawn Vaughn. He is a guy that shot up my draft board when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers selected him number 76 overall in the third round. Vaughn, he is built like an NFL running back and possesses many of the traits that Bruce Arians is looking for. He's 5'10", 214 pounds, and he ran a 4.5, 140. The things I like about Keyshawn Vaughn is that he's a hard runner and he runs with patience. He regularly runs through arm tackles and has second level speed. Also possesses good vision and the ability to move laterally in tight areas. But most importantly, in Bruce Arians' offense, he has pass-catching abilities, and he is good in pass protection. He does have the skill set in those two spots, which is definitely something that Arians looks for. He even made a comment that he would be going into this draft looking to add a pass-catching running back. The other running backs on the depth chart right now are Ronald Jones, who really hasn't been a strong option at any level. He's had some flashes where he's had some good runs and made some big plays, but he hasn't been the strongest receiver, and he hasn't been the strongest in pass pro, which is why you've seen him disappear at times. Then you have Darius Ogunbowale, who's a good receiving back, but he doesn't really possess the other traits. Now, it's very possible that Tampa Bay could look to add some veteran depth during the second wave of free agency, but Vaughn has landed in a place with a ton of opportunity and upside. If you look at the history of running backs that have been involved with Bruce Arians, it tells me that he looks for guys that he just doesn't want to take off the field. You know, if you look at David Johnson, before David Johnson, there was Chris Johnson. You know, obviously we know what happened there with the recent history of that whole situation and how David Johnson evolved, but he was also a third round running back. And, you know, if you look at the past, you have Marshall Faulk, you have Edgerrin James. Not saying that Vaughn's going to become Marshall Faulk or Edgerrin James, just giving you an example of these are the kind of guys that he looks for. But I do believe that Vaughn has the upside to be more like how David Johnson was during those good seasons that he had in Arizona. Now, based on what Vaughn did at college and the conference that he did it in, definitely drew my attention to him. His landing spot, again, made me even more excited. Even with a Vanderbilt offense that had some struggles, he still put up 2,712 yards on 396 touches and 24 touchdowns over the last two seasons and in the SEC. That was after transferring from Illinois. Now, due to how the transfer rules work, he had to redshirt his 2017 season with Vandy, which that kind of pushed him out age-wise a little bit. He's going to be 23 years old here in the next few days. You know, you're really only going to get a good handful of years out of a running back anyways. So, you know, if you look at a 23-year-old running back just coming into the NFL, I wouldn't be too worried about it. Vaughn was a running back that I was targeting around mid-second round in dynasty drafts. And with where he landed, and even with the wide receivers that are going to be available to you, in my mind, especially if you need a running back, he is a late first-round selection. Now, if you really need a running back and you're in a 1 QB league, you could definitely look at him, you know, 1-8, 1-9. You have to keep that in mind whether you're going 1 QB or, you know, super flex, because obviously you're going to have Burrow and Tua there that are going to push guys back. I don't even want to put Herbert in there because I'm in two super flex dynasty drafts right now, rookie only, that I've been seeing Herbert go in like the early second round. So you really have to keep that in mind, because obviously with Tua and Burrow, you're going to push guys back a couple spots. So again, late first round, depending on your format, 10, 12 teams, even 14 teams, or if you have 10, you could look at him early second, whatever. He just falls in that window, we'll say like 8 to 12, 13 area. And remember, the opportunity and upside is huge with rookies, and Vaughn definitely has that in Tampa Bay. So keep an eye on him on your draft board and make sure you land him, because I think this guy is going to have some good years. Not saying he's going to be a top five running back, but I think he has the potential to be, you know, a top 12 to 15 running back throughout his career, to be perfectly honest with you, especially if he stays in that system. So, again, that's all I have on Keyshawn Vaughn here. Make sure you go and follow Sleeper Wire Show, whether it's Apple Podcasts or iTunes or Spotify or whatever. Make sure you go there, subscribe, so you're not missing out on any of the latest content. Go to Twitter. You follow Sleeper Wire there, at Sleeper Wire Show. While you're on Twitter, you can follow myself, at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. And again, you can follow that handle on Instagram. So again, until the next time, I got some more guys that I want to look at. So y'all be